Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast, the last for 2015. Alicia, are you excited?
I am excited. It's always nice to start fresh with a new year. And even looking back at 2014, we had some great memories, but I'm ready to make new ones.
I am right there with you. I'm ready to cut the cake for the birthday.
I am ready to cut the cake. I mean, we've talked about it for weeks now, and we're finally coming upon the cake.
It's coming together. But before we get there, how about we recap some of our top moments of 2014, because it was a pretty memorable year. We had royals visit Graceland.
Right? I mean, we were trying to come up with a list for this and for the blog, and everybody was kind of saying, we didn't do much this year. And I'm going, wait a minute, hold on. We had a really big 2014, and let's start off with the groundbreaking of the new hotel.
Fantastic. Really excited about the hotel, and things are going to be moving into high gear here soon, and the renderings have just looked beautiful that we saw that were debuted during Elvis Week.
Yeah, that was really exciting having everybody here, and even having Priscilla here, and all of them. You know, we had those shovels made.
We sure did.
Had everybody here for that. That was really fun. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting to see a new hotel in our future.
Taking shape. And of course, we mentioned it off the top. One of the more exciting moments, I think, for you and I both, because we're royal watchers, it was Prince Harry and William's visit to Graceland.
Royal visit. That was such almost kind of chaos, but not really, because it was more like media, and I've never seen paparazzi here before. I mean, that was kind of a first for me.
And it was an unofficial visit. So
it was.
It technically never happened.
Technically did not.
But it did, because...
But if you were watching in the tabloids, their pictures were everywhere.
The tabloids, there were helicopters overhead, so I guess... 6 months later, we'll go ahead and confirm that it actually happened.
So, that was really cool. And also, we had our first auction here during Elvis Week.
We sure did.
And you were here for that. And
I was.
Experienced the hours and hours and hours.
It was a long auction. It was our first. Yes. And I think we can all agree that the next one in January will go a lot faster. But some surprises came up during the first auction at one of the targets used for shooting practice.
Angie mentioned that the other day.
Wound up going for $20,000.
That's amazing.
I think it was scheduled to go for like three or four.
That's incredible.
And apparently somebody really wanted it, or two people really wanted it, and the bidding ensued, and somebody went home with a really nice payday on that, and somebody also went home with a really nice piece of Elvis memorabilia.
That's very cool. So yeah, we're going to actually have more items coming up in the auction on January 8th.
Yes, and they will be in the Archive Studio, which is in our next moment.
That's the next one. The Archive Studio opened, which, I mean, I was just kind of amazed to see how quickly people, I mean, taking care of business right there, putting that studio together. It was really cool. And now we have daily shows.
When you come here,
you can come see. The Archives team put together a show about what you might not see while you're on tour.
This is true. They've got, less than a third of the collection is actually on display, so they can put on these fantastic presentations that might be tailored to a specific time of year or around the anniversary of a film, so it's truly fantastic. At the same time that we opened the Archive Studio, we also launched our iPad tour, which was another big moment for the year.
Oh, that was so cool, and, you know, John Stamos did the narration to the tour.
He sure did.
And he was just really excited about it, and I will say there were photos on this tour that I had never seen before.
They really did emerge with some great content on the iPad tour. And speaking of John Stamos, another big moment for us.
Yeah, I was about to say, he was just here to light up Graceland for the holidays.
He sure was. He was really nice.
Marked that one off the list. Yeah, absolutely. He was so nice. Really happy to be here. Huge Elvis fan. Told some really great stories. I mean, I'd never heard before, and I don't really know if many people had heard before about his character on Full House, Uncle Jesse, the reason why his name was Uncle Jesse. Apparently, the character had some other name, and they decided that name doesn't really fit, so let's call him Jesse because of Elvis's twin brother was named Jesse.
It's very cool.
So I had no idea. So huge highlight for 2014 for me.
And someone who helped us get Stamos here was Priscilla Presley.
That is true. They're
and
good friends.
They sure
are. She was
are.
Here during Elvis Week.
She was. Another big highlight, Priscilla's visit to Elvis Week and helping with the groundbreaking, as well as appearing at the Insiders conference,
right,
and speaking to the fans was a lot of fun. We also celebrated 60 years of Elvis and rock and roll.
That seems like forever ago.
For sure. I mean, we kicked off. It was a year-long celebration.
It was.
So we started on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
That's true.
To an extent with
That's
the guitar
true.
Drop.
And here we are.
We had a special exhibit open and a special event at Sun Studio on July 5th of 2014.
Along with a special concert.
Yes, at the Levitt
Shell. At the Levitt Shell, which was really cool.
Another fun moment for the year.
Also, Elvis, That's the Way It Is was remastered this year.
I'm still blown away. It was so amazing to see that on the big screen at the Orpheum.
Yep.
And it got off to a little bit of a rough start. it kind of messed up, and our great host Tom Brown rolled with it, and as the comedian that he was, he was like,
I forgot about that.
And we
the
started.
The show must go on.
The show must go on, and we started over, and it was a fantastic presentation of Elvis, That's the Way It Is, and truly memorable, and fans were also able to go home with the DVD.
That's true.
On Blu-ray for the first time ever.
Well, and Elvis Week was just jam-packed because we also had the
sure
ETA
enough.
Contest. Jay Dupuis took home the crown of the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist for 2014.
And he'd been knocking on the door for quite some
time.
He
has been, and he's a nice guy. I had a chance to talk to
really
him a
nice
lot.
Really nice guy. Came from Tupelo. He won the Tupelo contest.
He did. I was going to say he's actually from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, volunteer firefighter.
That's right. Yeah, I think so.
And of course, Tupelo pumps out a lot of winners, so it's
they
kind
do.
Of like become the new contest.
They do.
That sends us winners. Also, Dale Jr. drove Elvis's
the
Stutz Blackhawk that got it wasn't a renovation of sorts. It was kind of a preservation, as we called it.
Right, and that was at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, and that was we have video from that.
We
it's
sure
really
do.
Cool. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he was actually here.
He was.
2007 Elvis Week, I'll never forget
yes,
it.
How can we?
So he's a huge Elvis fan, so I know that had to be a really exciting moment for him in the year 2014 as it was ours. So,
and one of our first moments,
I was
going
to say, I'm going to let you talk about the Japanese cherry trees.
The Japanese cherry trees, this was kind of a couple of months in the making, and
yep.
A delegation of Japanese fans made their way to Memphis, and a variety of Japanese cherry trees were planted around the country to thank the U.S. and its citizens for their support of Japanese tsunami relief efforts. And a lot of Memphis is a very giving city, and they wanted to be sure and have some trees in Memphis. And it was ultimately selected that Graceland would be the location. So we have three cherry trees on the property that represent all the giving that the citizens of the city and country did for the Japanese community following the tragic tsunami that hit the country. So great element that shows that life goes on, and Elvis and his fans and his legacy live on at Graceland with those fans coming
out. Well,
over.
And it just kind of goes to show, I mean, wrapping up the entire year, everything from royals to Japanese cherry trees, I mean, everything happens here.
And it all comes back to Elvis.
It all comes back to Elvis, so you just never know what's going to happen. That's why I'm really excited about 2015. If this was 2014, it only gets better, right?
It's going to be a big year.
It is going to be.
We also had lots of exciting celebrity visitors. We had Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, he was great.
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick was here, and she kind of flew under the radar. We kind of found out she was coming via Instagram, so that was kind of cool.
We had lots of fun celebrities visit this year.
So you never know what you're going to see.
You never know.
At Graceland.
So we hope to see you next year in 2015. So come join us, and we hope to, if you haven't made your plans yet and still want to hop in the car or find a last minute flight, we're cutting a cake on January 8th.
We will be here, and thanks for listening to our podcast in 2014. This is the last one.
The last one of 2014, but we'll be back next year. Bye, everybody.